Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing. It's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Hello and welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right. One of the ways that we do that is remind you every single day that small business is big business. Your business is our business. Special thanks to our listeners who are watching by way of Facebook Live. John and Don and Sally and Robert and Dennis and Cher, who have all shared this program. What? Why are you laughing
no,
at me?
No, no, no. It was very cute.
Is it romper stumper?
It was totally
boom?
Romper room.
Yeah,
it was
sorry,
totally romper room.
I see. I see Angela. I see Sally. Thank you all for doing that. If you would, please hit the share button if you haven't yet and let other people know that there's something really cool happening here. And I'll put away my magic mirror.
Your magic mirror. Do you remember that?
Of course I do.
I mean, it was just...
I'm shocked
it just
you remember that.
It took me right there.
I'm sorry.
It took me right there.
I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, of course we want to say thank you. And we adore
absolutely
getting to look out onto the Facebook world and seeing the names and seeing the faces and the comments of all the people that are engaged in listening. And don't you just love technology these days? You know, if you're listening to the radio, you're listening to the radio. Or if you're on Facebook Live, you're on Facebook Live. But how often do those worlds collide and come together?
About five times a week.
Five times a week here. Yeah. We are so excited to kind of, you know, be trailblazing, leading the way in bringing radio to the Facebook Live, to video, to podcasting, to having that one-on-one real-time interaction. And I'll tell you, it's not easy. I mean, how many of you have you shied away from doing your Facebook Live videos for promoting your business?
Right.
And you know that video is all the rage, and you know that faces connect people when we're eyeball to eyeball. We feel like we really know each other, and we know each other better, and we can stay connected in ways that we've never been able to stay connected before.
Right.
It used to be, if we wanted to get to know each other, we had to look over the backyard fence, and if you weren't there, then I didn't see you.
Right.
But now, no matter where you are in the world, no matter what time zone you're in, no matter how long it's been since we've seen each other, we get to stay so connected.
I love that. And even in this broadcast right here, Angel, we've reached over 1,000 people and had over almost 350 views in the first hour.
In just the first hour.
Right.
And so it's a community that is being created. And I love that. And so how do you create that, you know, especially for brands as you're growing, there's so much noise. There's so many messages. There's so much distraction going on. And staying top of mind, staying relevant is harder and getting harder. Do you remember, Eric, there used to be a rule of thumb that said you had to connect, was it like 7 to 11 times with somebody before they would remember you, before they would want to do business with you?
Seven impressions, and then it jumped to 11, and then it was 13, and now I believe it's over 30.
It has to be.
Yeah.
It has to be, because think about how you scroll through everything.
Yep.
You're scrolling through social media. You're scrolling through your email. Even at the store, you know, we're not really stopping and taking time to interact with our neighbors anymore. In fact, this morning, my husband... he got up this morning, and this is a weird story, But he got up this morning and then he came back to bed later to get me up because I get up later than he does. And I asked him, you know, what got you up that early? And he said it was the neighbor's car. Well, I think the neighbor's car doesn't rumble until 7:15, but he heard it at like 6:15. And so we're trying there to decipher whose car is rumbling at, you know, 6 a.m. and, you know, whose car rumbles at 7:15. That's how we know our neighbors, by the rumble sound of their car and what time they leave. And I know the one neighbor leaves at 7:15 because that's what time
you
I usually
time.
Am getting out of bed. And so he thought it was the other neighbor. But isn't that, like, we don't talk to them. We don't really interact with them. We're all on different schedules. Everybody's kind of coming and going and doing their own thing. And so we're actually having a block party for the neighborhood because it's been years just to get to know each other again and to hang out together. Well, because right now, all I know you by is what
the
time
rumble of your car.
And what time that rumble starts.
You know, similar story. I was walking back. We'd been home from Cancun for about a week. And so it was about a week ago. And I was walking from my car up to my apartment. And the lady who has the apartment right below me, came down the stairs. We met in the parking lot, and she goes, "You still live here?" And I said, "Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I renewed my lease, and we just kind of chatted, but we hadn't seen each other for 6 months, right? And you know, and we don't know each other very well.
And because you wouldn't, because it's wintertime here in Colorado,
right?
We're not spending a whole lot of time
it's
lingering
all
outside,
indoors, right?
Yeah."
But, you know, she says, you know, she's said to me over the years that I'm the best neighbor ever because I don't jump up and down. I'm on the third floor. She's on the second floor and I'm a good, quiet
neighbor.
You're
not doing burpees in your apartment.
I'm not doing burpees.
You don't have
in my
a dog.
Apartment.
You don't have a toddler.
None of that. However, realizing that, you know, she'd been here for 2 years and the entire length of our conversations has been, hellos in the parking lot. I said, you know, first of all, I said, I'm really embarrassed, but I can't remember your name. And she says, it's Kim. And you're Eric, right? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, I cheat. Your car's right there. And my car is wrapped. So it's
wrapped with the Experience Pros logo and your name right under your picture.
Right. So absolutely. So, but I asked her, I said, hey, let's not let another 6 months go by. I said, I'm going to ring your bell one of these days, and I'll bring a bottle of wine, and we'll sit out and watch the sunset.
Ooh, I think more kissing's coming into your world.
No, it's not that kind of thing. She's no.
No? Mm-mm. Guess what I did this weekend?
But it was a nice way to get to know my neighbor.
That
what
is
did
very
you
nice.
Do this weekend? Did you kiss?
I
thought
maybe.
That was what you were talking
maybe.
About. It was right after that segue.
I know, no. But I something new for you is what I was thinking.
Okay, that didn't happen. What else?
So I got to go to a women's conference on Friday night.
Yeah.
And powerful women's conference, but which, you know, and it was incredible, music and speakers and worship and all of that. But they had an after party.
Yes.
At this women's conference. Angel loves an after party.
Of
and in
course.
Fact, I
Any
needed
party.
To call my girlfriend Carrie because she, whenever she does a conference or an event, she always has an after party. And though this one might have been even beyond Carrie's like comfort zone.
What was it?
In fact, I was with Cher, my assistant Cher. Yeah. She was there. She didn't stay for the after party. She's like, I'm going home.
All right.
I need some sleep.
Yeah, well, she had a graduation the next day.
Right. Anyways, at this after party, they had a DJ. Everybody had glow-in-the-dark necklaces, and they had a mechanical bull.
A mechanical bull?
A mechanical bull.
Oh, you're probably a pro at that.
How would I be a pro at that?
Well, you do country music, right?
That does not mean I do mechanical bulls.
They have
bull.
Mechanical bulls at all those country
I've
music
never
places.
Done. Have
You've
you
never
in,
done?
Have you ever been on a mechanical bull?
Many times.
Really?
Short times.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, do we have any in Denver? I want to see you on one.
We do. So here's the thing. I saw the video of you on the mechanical bull.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was like 10:30 at night.
First thing was Angel didn't think she was going to last that long.
Nope, I
didn't.
Because
it was a very long day for us. Second thing is, when did Angel change? Because you were in a beautiful dress.
They had pants for us.
That's what I heard.
Yes, yes.
No excuses.
No excuses.
You're
going to
do this.
Said.
We got pants. You just pull those britches up and ride that bull.
She did. And she said, yep, for those of you in a dress, we have pants. And I thought, well, there goes every excuse I would have had in the book.
Angel, you did it. This is the second thing in this month that you have done that have completely blown me away. The mechanical bull and scuba diving.
And I did scuba diving.
And you are a living testimony to the stuff we talk about right here. You want to know what motivates me?
It's all starting to infiltrate, right?
What motivates me is you. And that's the truth, because you smile, you face it, you face your fears, you go on and try new things, and that's the most motivating thing of all. So honor you.
They took away all my excuses,
yep.
Right? And isn't that, you know, if
we
want to get something done, right, take away excuses.
That's right.
Hopped us up on sugar in worship. You know, we just finished a whole worship set, and sugar they had, I must have had 12 pieces of licorice before going up on there, and caffeine. And so find out what you need. You know, what's your,
right.
I always say third cup of coffee is the best.
Always.
If that's what it takes to get you just all jazzed up, if it's music, if it's, you know, if it's caffeine, if it's sugar. And I know all my healthy people, I'm starting to read a new book on a healthy lifestyle. So I might regret this whole hop yourself up on caffeine and sugar, you know, in about 3 days from now when I finish this book. But today.
Yeah.
Find out what you know to boost your energy.
Well, I got a suggestion, mm-hmm. And third cup of coffee is always the best. I'm going to show you my cup of coffee. That's the No Try Zone, brought to you by our good friend Gary Barnes, America's Traction Coach. He's got the Business Breakthrough Mastery Boot Camp happening from June 23rd to June 25th.
Yes, he does.
And we're going to be there. We invite you to be there. I'm going to post this link to our Facebook page. Sign up today. Do something intentional. No excuses. We'll be back right after these messages. Angel and Eric, this is the Experience Pros.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution. Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. We do want to interact from you, so go ahead, send us a message, comment, or call us at 855-FANBRAG.
All right, there's a new book we all need to make sure that we have on our desk and probably on Audible as well. The book is called Start Your Own Corporation. It's written by Garrett Sutton, who has been practicing corporate law for more than 35 years. It reveals the legal secrets and strategies that the wealthy have used for generations to run their businesses and protect their assets. The book is written in a clear and easily understandable style and provides the necessary knowledge to save you thousands of dollars in taxes and protect your family assets. Start Your Own Corporation is a best-selling book, and it's also in the Rich Dad, Poor Dad Advisors series. Gary Sutton, welcome to Experience Pros.
Thank you. Great to be with you today.
Garrett, it is very nice having you along with us as well. So when you're talking about starting your own corporation, a lot of people have a lot of questions about what does that mean, an LLC, an S-Corp, a C-Corp, any of those kinds of things. Garrett, what's the best route, and is there one that's better than others?
Well, everybody's circumstances are a little different, but as a general rule, you're going to want to use a good entity, be it a corporation, an S or a C corporation, or an LLC. And for holding real estate assets and brokerage accounts, the LLC seems to be the best. It provides great asset protection. It's a flow-through tax vehicle. You're not paying any extra taxes that way. For business operations, people will use an LLC, perhaps taxed as an S-Corp, or a corporation. But, it's kind of an individual thing, and so we need to talk to the client and see exactly what their situation is and then what's the best entity for them.
Garrett, does it change? You know, can you start out as an LLC and then because your business changes or, the growth that you have, do you change it later, or is it kind of a once you picked it, that's where you stay?
No, Angel, you can change the entity. In some cases, we don't want to. If you had a corporation and wanted to switch to an LLC, that could be a taxable event. But if you start as a corporation and as an S corp, and you have you grow and you want to go public and be a C corp, you can do that. So there is flexibility. You're not locked into one entity, subject to just having to pay extra taxes in certain cases.
Do you have to pick an entity?
Well, if you don't, you're going to be doing business in your individual name, and then all of your assets are exposed.
Mm.
So yes, you really should pick an entity. What happens, Angel, is people get started and they say, you know, I can't afford a corporation right now. I don't want to be bothered with it. I'll do it when I have enough business.
Right.
And what happens is people get into business and they forget to form the entity. And then you're exposed for all claims that come against you. It's best to do it at the start.
Yeah. Our guest is Garrett Sutton, and he is a corporate lawyer practicing for more than 35 years. Garrett, there are some states where it's actually illegal to expose your assets. What are the best states for legally reducing tax obligations?
Well, for the best states for asset protection are Wyoming and Nevada, and in some cases, Delaware. We like Nevada and Wyoming because they're less expensive, and Wyoming offers the added benefit of not listing your name on the Secretary of State's website as a manager or owner. So you have privacy built in with the Wyoming LLC.
Oh, and I need some privacy.
And I don't have to live there to do this?
Correct. You have the choice of where you want to set up your entity. It's a constitutional right to travel issue. You can choose to set up in Wyoming and then qualify to do business in Colorado. Many people do that.
Interesting. Okay, Gary, what is some of the most common error that you see business owners making in setting up their business?
Well, there are two. One is not doing it at all, as we mentioned earlier. The second one is using some of these discount incorporators whereby for $99 they'll file the articles of organization for you, but they don't provide the complete package. If you don't have the operating agreement or bylaws, if you don't have the first meeting minutes, if you don't issue stock, all those things can be used against you, and someone can come against you and hold you personally liable because you didn't follow the corporate formalities, you didn't put the corporation together correctly at the start. So I always recommend that people use a service that's going to give them everything they need at the start. The $99 incorporator does not provide the full service.
Oh, boy, that's
and you don't know that.
Good to know.
Right? You don't know what pieces are missing.
You wouldn't know that. No. Exactly. They don't teach this in school. You wouldn't know that your entity wasn't completely formed.
Garrett, give us some contact information should our listeners and the most bright ones of the bunch need your contact information to reach out to you.
Well, the best way to go is corporatedirect.com, and that's our website. We have a free newsletter. We have all sorts of information. We offer a free 15-minute consult. You can call 800-600-1760.
Give that phone number one more time.
800-600-1760.
All right, and let's talk a little bit about where they can get a copy of Start Your Own Corporation and other resources to stay connected with you, Garrett.
Well, Angel, I don't know why, but Amazon can sell the book for less than I can.
Isn't that crazy?
I would go to Amazon to buy the book. We do have it on audiobook and ebook. It's in all the various formats. And then for resources, I would say go to corporatedirect.com. Again, we have a lot of articles, a lot of information there that people can access.
I'm so grateful you put this book together,
absolutely,
Garrett, because for a lot of business owners, this is something they've never ventured into before, or they've been running it maybe as a sole prop, and they're not taking advantage of a lot of the different tax, the way that the business tax structures can be structured for them more profitably. And so because they don't know what they don't know, here's a great way. Read the book, then connect with Garrett if you have any questions. Stay connected on his website, corporatedirect.com, and make sure that you're taking advantage. And I think we saw this a lot during the election. Like, there's things that you can do as a business owner that you just don't even know, but the rules are made for you. But if you're not taking advantage of it, you're just missing out.
That's
Is that
exactly
right, Garrett?
Right.
That's absolutely right. And one other point, if you're a sole proprietor, you're going to be audited at a 5 times greater rate than an LLC or corporation.
Wow.
The IRS finds it easy pickings to go after the sole proprietorship or general partnership.
All right. Well, there you have it. That's the deal. Garrett, thank you so much for joining us. We're very grateful for your time.
Oh, thank you. It was great.
All right, folks. We've got more positive business talk after the bottom of the hour news. You're listening to Eric and Angel, and this is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Remember, you can get 4 weeks, 4 weeks of Breakthrough Power Boost by going to experiencepros.com/free trial and signing up and saying, you know something, I want the 6 inches between my brain to, or between my ears, to be rocking.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon and Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Experience Pros Radio Show, home of the original Fan Bragging Fridays. Take just 20 seconds to become a business revolutionary by sharing a fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG, FANBRAG. Now back to Angel and Eric, the Experience Pros.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show, home of positive business talk. We're positively thrilled that you are here with us. Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer helping you get your business right.
I love the title of this new book that we're going to talk about here in this next segment. The book is called From Breakdown to Breakthrough.
Come on.
Our next guest says, strong, flexible, and fair business relationships are the foundation of sustained success in business today. In his book, From Breakdown to Breakthrough, Forging Resilient Business Relationships in the Heat of Change, organizational consultant Michael Papanek provides tools for maintaining resilient relationships or turning bad relationships into good ones. Michael Papanek, welcome to Experience Pros.
All right, we're going to check and see if we've got Michael. Are you there with us, Michael?
I'm so sorry. Thanks so much. Yes, very glad to be here.
All right. Very, very nice to have you along with us. So, Michael, is it true that we can actually form, you use the word resilient relationships, and I think every time I think of resilience, I think of bending to the point of what would normally be breaking, but being able to tolerate that bend and then come back stronger than ever in a world that is changing faster than we know what to keep up with?
Yes, that's right. Just like people may have remember a famous picture of a bridge that started to bend but didn't break because of wind going through it.
Right.
So a relationship is a little bit like that bridge. It needs to be both strong and flexible. But in human resilience, we added that third factor of fairness because that makes such a difference to your brand and your reputation as you move forward.
Elongate on that a little bit because I'm not sure where fairness comes in. Are we supposed to be fair or do we have to negate fairness?
Well, I think it's a choice that you make as a leader. And I think if you're going to succeed at the long game, you're definitely going to choose to try to be fair. And when you think of how you're treated by either people you purchase from or that you sell to, other people within your organization, people really do want fairness in their business dealings.
Okay.
All right. And I think this is, yeah, fairness is going to be a whole topic in and of itself, or could be a whole topic in and of itself on who's fair and what's fair. I know it always is a big topic of conversation around the table when with my kids. But let's talk a little bit about the social phenomena that is now changing the way businesses are interacting with people. We're now building relationships. You say that it's actually more based on relationships than individual leadership attributes. Used to be it was all about the leader. Now it's not?
Well, there's been a lot of resilience research. Resilience as an idea is pretty trending, pretty attractive, because it means, as you said, Eric, you can bounce back from adversity. The problem that I saw in the work that I was doing is that individual resilience, while it's important, is not enough to save your business. If you don't have a resilient relationship, say, with your customers, when something changes, as you say, technology, innovation, other competitors, the economy, then you might lose that relationship. So while individual resilient attributes are important, they're really not enough when you can have a new competitor come in at any moment.
And they do. And with the fancier technology and an app. And
at a lower price.
At a lower price. And, yeah, a lower, you know, lower overhead. They haven't been in business, you know, for a super long time. They don't have, you know, the big staff. They've got, I don't know, almost like temporary staff coming in just to blow our socks off, and amazing marketing budgets too. But I won't get into that.
Michael, I got a question for you. You talk about taking the journey from doubt to trust, and it is a process for taking a calculated risk that exposes a person to increased dependence on the other party. We were normally told that dependence upon others is a liability, and it sounds like you're making the case for that being an asset, yes?
Exactly right. That's right. So when we create a relationship with somebody else, then they really can understand what our value is. Then they're not going to leave for a small difference in price.
All right.
Okay. And even still, we talked about loyalty. We talked about brand loyalty, brand communities. Now I think, businesses are more about creating communities than they are about selling a product, because one, we don't know if this product is even going to be valuable,
right,
or of need, or this service is going to be of need a couple years from now, again, because technology is changing. How do you stay on top of that and keep your team engaged when everything around us is like we're in the middle of a hurricane sometimes?
That's right. Well, I'll give you an example of how somebody did that, which is Lego, a large company, but I think it's a great lesson for anyone. They came out with a new Lego system a couple of years ago that actually had software in it. So you could program and create systems with your Lego toys. And they had this software, and it was their own proprietary software. Well, somebody hacked into it, and people, their customers, started on their own messing with and changing the code. Now, most companies would have seen this as a big problem, tried to keep people out of their product. But instead, Lego took an opposite approach, where they said, you know what, let's work with you. You want to write code for our toy? That's wonderful. That's a resilient relationship where you let the customers in. And so for your employees, it's their ability to react and understand the influences and then work with those in a more positive way that focuses not just on today's sale, but on the long-term relationship.
If only Sony Betamax would have taken that same position years ago, we would have different video today. I love this. Our guest is Michael Papanek. He's the author of From Breakdown to Breakthrough, a comprehensive guide for discovering how leaders at all levels can create strong, flexible, and fair relationships, which are the foundation of sustained success in business today. Michael, what else can we learn by cracking this book and reading chapter 17?
Well, I don't remember what chapter 17 is.
I'm just guessing.
You're kidding. Okay, I don't think I wrote that many chapters.
Oh. Well,
back to something you brought up before that I didn't get a chance to address.
Sure.
Does interdependence, does taking a risk, how does that move you from doubt to trust? There's a great saying by a famous admiral, if you treat a man like he's trustworthy, he'll act like it. If you treat him like he's untrustworthy, he'll also act like it.
Yeah, he'll prove it.
Uh-huh. Right? And he'll prove it, exactly. So what we're saying is not that dependence makes you less resilient. It's choosing who you're dependent on and who's dependent on you. And deciding, do you have values alignment? Do you understand each other? Does it make sense? Again, the fairness. Does the effort put into the relationship seem in congruence with the rewards coming out of it?
Mm.
Right? So if I build an amazing company and then you come to consult with me as an affiliate, as one of those staff that I build up, when I need more people, and then you can go elsewhere afterwards, you're going to have a different expectation than if you're in a partner in my company. You helped me build it from the ground up.
Wow.
So fairness doesn't mean equal. It means equitable. It means an exchange where both parties say, yep, I'm doing this freely. I love this arrangement. I'd love to keep going with this arrangement.
All That's right.
Dependence that actually creates resilience. Rather than, I think it's a fantasy to believe that I can act as an island. I don't know any good or growing company that really does it all on their own.
And it doesn't have to be equal, but equitable. We both agree that this is a good trade for the relationship. I love this. I really do.
The book is called From Breakdown to Breakthrough, Forging Resilient Business Relationships in the Heat of Change, written by Michael Papanek. Where do you want people to stay connected with you, Michael?
Easiest way is just start at my website, michaelpapanek.com. My last name is just P-A-P-A, like Papa, N-E-K. From there, you can certainly get to my book. You can get to other ideas and resources.
I love it. Thanks so much for hanging out with us and for helping us out today, Michael.
My pleasure.
Yeah, good stuff, solid stuff all the way around.
Absolutely.
And great guest as well.
Just keeping us, when you start reading about some of the things we've watched some big corporate giants completely fall apart.
Yes.
They don't exist anymore.
Correct.
Because they're not keeping up. And then you watch a company like Legos.
Who could have clearly been threatened by somebody messing with their deal and only found out that by embracing it, we can harness it and leverage it.
Yeah. So how do we embrace it today? How do we harness the challenges, right? It's not a challenge. It's an opportunity.
I'll tell you exactly how to do it. Go right now to experiencepros.com and click on the free trial. And that way we will show you how we bring all these things, these assets, people, training, tools, software, all together to leverage your message, your beliefs. And guess what? We're going to give you 4 weeks of Breakthrough Power Boost as well. It doesn't get much more valuable than that. We encourage you to do it. There's no credit card required. There's no risk to you whatsoever. Give us 4 weeks and we'll change the way you think about your business. Eric and Angel, this is the Experience Pros, and we'll be back right after these messages.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters.
We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Biz Talk Radio.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Hey, that's us, the Experience Pros. We are America's home for positive business talk, and we are positively thrilled that you are hanging out with us today. Thank you for the honor of being able to serve you.
We love it. We love it. Make sure you check us out at experiencepros.com. You're looking for a service provider, looking for the best in business. You can find all of those providers at experiencepros.com. Plus, read all the reviews of what their customers say it's like to do business with them.
Yes.
All right, let's talk about why you should dress to impress.
Why you should dress to impress?
For every occasion.
All right, right? Okay.
Yeah, you like that? So
I'm interested in where this is going to go today.
Huffington Post says some days you just don't feel like spending the time doing your hair and makeup, finding the right outfit, and it shows when you leave the house.
Yeah.
But dressing to impress, no matter what the occasion, is a reflection of your inner drive, your self-worth, and your character. Taking a few extra minutes in the morning to look your best, even if you're not leaving the house, changes your path to productivity. He says, when you look good, you feel good, and you perform well.
Now, I agree with that.
Leaving the house, I am one of those people that as soon as I get home at the end of the day, on go my jammies or my yoga pants and hoodie sweatshirt. At home, I want to feel comfortable, but I've already impressed.
So
I don't have to impress anybody.
So you're saying I should have put on pants today? Glad you thought that was funny. That was actually from listener Nick. So I may be in trouble here during this segment, but I will confess all, and we'll get there together.
Okay. So first of all, Eric, this isn't for you.
Well, I'm part of the people who are listening to this, so I can process it as if it were about me.
This is really about Chad, our producer. Oh. I'm really kind of hoping he'll start wearing a tuxedo behind the glass.
You've always been a sucker for a man in the tux. Now I have to turn around and see what's going on.
I got a look from Chad.
He was listening. Yeah. All right. So here's what they say about dressing for success.
Well, first of all, let me tell you this story.
Okay. I like stories.
Yeah. So for most of us as entrepreneurs, we set our own schedule.
Sure.
Probably work from our home or a coffee shop. Or even in an office where there's not a lot of activity. There's not a lot of people coming in and out. It's not like we're in a bank or a high-rise building where there's a lot of eyeballs on us. And even if they are, they don't know us from another person just visiting the building, right? And so we can get away with a much more casual wardrobe for the office and just get dressed up if we're going to be meeting with a client or we're going to a networking event or a luncheon or an event. And so we can save the goodies, right, for when we're actually know we're going to see people. I remember, Eric, there was a time you and I were at the office dressing pretty casually because we could, right?
Sure.
And we had been trying to get an appointment with with somebody at this company for a while, and it wasn't working. Our schedule, he was always out of town. We just never could really connect.
Right.
I got a phone call from somebody in the office who knew we had been trying to connect, and they said, "Angel, he's in the office today. If you call him right now, he's at his desk." So we kind of had like somebody undercover.
He'll take that call.
Yeah, he'll take the call. So I can pick up the phone. I can make phone calls all day long, and we can even do Facebook Live videos all day long. So I made the phone call, and we'd been trying to meet with him, and he says, "I can meet you today." And I am super excited because I've been trying to get this meeting. He can meet me today.
Until we hung up the phone and looked at each other and said, "Oh no,
we can't wear that. You can't wear that. I can't wear this."
I was wearing shorts,
and I'm sure I was. Yeah. We're probably shorts and flip flops because it was, we could. Yeah. Why not? And who cares? Why bother? We were not prepared to actually meet with clients that day. Mm-hmm. So we had to make an adjustment and go and get dressed and change all that. But
happy ending to the story is we got the meeting and then we got the next meeting.
And we were dressed appropriately.
You
but
bet.
Here's why. Dress, you're prepared for the unexpected.
Yeah.
So often I think, okay, I can just have a casual day at the office. And of course, that's the day when a potential client comes in, a potential investor. Somebody that I would have rather been a little dressier in meeting them for the first time.
Right, sure.
If I've met them 100 times and we're on the golf course or something like that, but you never know who you're going to run into. And here's the thing. Don't you always want to run into?
You always do want that.
You always do.
Yeah.
And so always be prepared to run into that potential client, that potential investor.
This is where my confession comes into place today, because I looked at my calendar today and I thought, okay, I don't have any appointments in the morning. I don't have anybody coming into the office. I can be good for the Facebook Live video from the belly up,
from
right?
The neck up.
Yeah, so I wore some jeans and I brought flip flops, thinking there's no way nobody's going to come to the office. Nobody's going to come.
There was nothing on the calendar.
Nothing at all. Right.
Right.
Guess what? Somebody came into the office and caught me in flip-flops. And the next time I saw him, guess what? They mentioned it. And then you mentioned it. And then the other guy in the studio mentioned it. And all of a sudden, my flip-flops are out of character. And they are, because I have never worn flip-flops to the office and or studio before. But I just wanted to go back to Cancun. They're not Crocs.
Here's another reason why you should always dress to impress. Dress for work every single day. It lifts your spirits.
Absolutely.
Right? You feel more professional. You behave more professional. And that lifted spirits does wonders for accomplishing goals.
Yes.
How you interact on the phone. I don't know why it should matter if you were in your sweats or if you're dressed up, but it does. Your demeanor, your posturing, your confidence.
Because you look good and you know it.
You look good, darling.
Absolutely.
It's good for your career advancement because other people notice. They take a notice of you. It doesn't take any extra effort to come in casual. It takes an extra effort to dress it up a little bit.
That's right.
To put shoes on.
Sorry. Yeah, you know what? I'll be your example for today.
Right, for today.
It's true.
I know a lot of folks who actually keep an alternative outfit packed, or in the office.
Hanging in the office, yeah.
Just in case.
I used to do that as well. Listen, if you want more information about this topic or any of the other topics that we talk about, a great place to start, and this one in particular, there's a whole chapter on how you look, and it doesn't have to be backbreaking when it comes to the expense of it all. Go grab the book, Lists That Save My Business. Go to Amazon.com right now. Angel and I wrote the book, and literally Angel wrote the chapter on how to dress for success and not have it cost an arm and a leg. But you're going to win that next contract if you dress to look like you're ready to win that next contract. All right. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun. And we've had more fun with you this week than ever before. So thank you so much for joining us. Let's do it again tomorrow. Okay. Until then, Angel Tussey, Eric Raymer, and our friend Chad, we call him Big Man Chad, the producer of our program, say thank you for tuning in. We'll be back again tomorrow.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.